and Tom Hiddleston as Romulus Augustus, the last emperor.
You won't catch anything there, old man. You'll need to go to the bottom of the hill. Fishing's good down there.
Oh, I've caught my fish today, Romulus.
Come out. Come out from the shadows, let me see you.
You've nothing to fear from me.
If you know who I am, then you know I have everything to fear. Priscus? No, it can't be.
And yet, I believe it is. Will you give me a hand up? The bank's rather steep here.
But...
Hey, take my hand. Truly, I'm not a ghost, Romulus. But I might be if I stand around in the water for much longer.
No. Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Why are you here, Priscus?
Your mother. Is she well?
Did you really come alone? No escort, no...
Here I am, with my wallet and pens and ink.
No soldiers waiting.
Carrying a pack was just about as much as I...
Oh, let me carry it.
Ah, thank you.
She's all right, mother's all right.
Oh.
She'll be surprised to see you.
But if I remember anything at all, she won't show it.
Priscus, come in. Sit down. Wine, cool wine at once.
He says he's come alone.
Are we to die, Priscus? Have you brought the hemlock? Are there assassins waiting?
Oh, believe me, I've come to look up an old pupil.
Do I believe you? I don't know.
I want to talk, if I may, to try and complete what will be my last book. Is that so bad?
What's it about?
A history of our times.
If it's a history of me, then it ought to be a joke book.
Oh! No.
Romulus Augustus, named after the founder of Rome, and named after Augustus, who made an empire of a republic and ruled half the world. No wonder they called me Little Gus.
Here is the wine, at last. I'm afraid the help here is not what we were used to.
In imperial days.
The monks see to your needs.
Such as they are.
And as long as they last. I have no doubt they will find you a room, Priscus.
Oh!
And then we shall talk, if that's what you want.
Not praying with the monks? How are they? Still quarrelling over the nature of Christ? One substance or two, divine, human and divine, human. Sometimes I think nothing changes apart from the names.
I like to come and sit here at night, as the sun goes down.
You have a fine view.
It costs nothing.
Oh, everything costs, you know that. Suffering, pain, pleasure, time.
Is that what you want? My time?
I want to know what happened after you went back to Rome.
Questions.
There are always questions.
Specific questions?
Perhaps there is something. And when it is time, I will ask.
Oh. Going to roost?
Yeah.
All right. But I want to know what happened before I went back to Rome. I was just a child. I want to know how it happened. How I happened. Will you tell me? Listen. Minerva's owl. And her wisdom. Are you wise, Priscus? I wasn't.
Well, I'm alive. And I very nearly wasn't. Very well. My story for yours?
It's the only thing I've got left to trade.
Oh, never underestimate the worth of a story. Or the answer to a question.
Go on. I may not have much time.
Then, listen to how it was in this empire 20 years ago. Every night has a morning, every life has an end. And you arrived on this earth as Attila departed and his empire began to fall apart. Well, perhaps not quite at the same moment, but close enough to make a good story and a reasonable history.
But they... we couldn't stay with Attila's people?
Oh, no. three of you went west.
Rome.
Deepest night. Even the monks are sleeping.
I remember nothing of those early years. Except travel. Endless travel, it seems to me.
Well, that's how you grew up. Bounced between Rome and Byzantium, at home in neither place. Learning. All the time learning. To be what your father wanted you to be.
Now, press home, boy. Use the point. Remember your shield. It's not just a defense. It's a weapon in its own right.
You're too quick for me, sir.
If I'm too quick, then your enemy will be too quick, young fellow. And you'll be dead.
You're a soldier, sir. You spent all your life in the army.
Yeah, I'm not that old, lad. You make it sound like I served under Julius Caesar. Not that a German would have risen far in those days. Right, now, we'll go again.
Oh, no, you're turning the boy into one big brute.
Yeah, better me than some vandal who'll turn him into shredded lettuce. Ow!
Sneak attack. Well done, Romulus. But I'm afraid I have to interrupt your lesson.
Is there a problem?
Possibly. Ricimer wants the pair of us in Italy as soon as possible.
Something that can't be done by letter.
Something we've been working for. Something best kept between us. Romulus, I want you to meet an old friend and your new tutor, Priscus.
Good morning.
Oh, I read one of your books. Oh. On the war against Carthage. It was terrific.
We'll be in good hands with Priscus. Odo, shall we?
Keep up the sword practice, lad. And work on that shield technique. Goodbye.
Goodbye, father. All the time, it's learn this, learn that, learn the other.
Oh, that's education, I'm afraid. We can't just know these things, we have to work at them.
I just wish I could work at things I enjoyed once in a while.
You don't like sword practice?
I know I'm supposed to, but...
I'll tell you what. We'll make a bargain, you and I, to always try and tell each other the truth.
Then, no, I don't. I hate it. Hodo's a good man, but he never thinks of anything but armies and fighting. He wants to be a general. He wants that more than anything. That's why he's friends with my father. Well, apart from them both being...
Barbarians?
Yes. They think that... I don't know what they think. Sometimes it's like I can almost see it, but then it all goes away into bubbles.
I think you're rather an observant young man. And I think that if you had the right tools, you'd be able to see a lot more than you do now. Do you want to learn how to use those tools?
Will it be like sword practice?
No. It'll be like reading a really exciting book you don't want to put down at night and you can't wait to pick up again in the morning. It's history. It's a story of ambition and hope, about men and women who plan and plot and fight and lie to gain the greatest thing in the world.
Sir, may I approach?
You may.
I'm your servant, sir.
You are Ricimer's servant, not mine. Who is the boy?
My son, Romulus Augustus. I present him for your commendation.
Come here, boy.
Sir?
Yes. Is he promising?
He is a scholar, sir.
Historians. Never trusted them. Are you nosy, boy?
I prefer to read the classics, sir.
Much to be learned from them.
I care very much for the boy.
Very well. I will keep him under my eye. Let him enjoy the imperial libraries. Would you like that, Romulus Augustus?
Very much, sir.
Good. Now, this suggestion of Ricimer's...
Which surely complements your own long-term strategy.
A battlefield...
You, of course, were a guarantee that Orestes, Ricimer and Odo were serious about the Armada. They were. But what the Emperor Leo didn't realise was that, as far as they were concerned, they were betting on the Blues and the Greens, and that... one way or the other, they couldn't lose. Your father and Odo went back to Rome. You and I spent our days in Byzantium, under the Emperor's eye. And then, one night...
Romulus! Romulus!
What is it?
Get up, Romulus, now!
It's earlier.
Put on your clothes, quickly!
What is it?
News from Egypt. Hurry.
What, my books?
Nothing! There's no time!
Who is from?
Your father is well. He is in Rome.
Mother, what's happened?
They were beaten! The Vandals, there were mistakes, everything went wrong, everything went down. Thousands were drowned, Rome was beaten, the fleet was destroyed. We have to leave, get out of here now. Mount up, we ride tonight for the coast. There'll be a ship.
What about Priscus, shouldn't we take...
Priscus is history! Ride!
I'll say that for your mother. She has a sense of irony. Priscus is history. They told me what she had said as they dragged me to the cells. Leo was not pleased. And I didn't expect to live long.
And I was safe in Rome. And I missed you, Priscus. You were my first and best teacher. If you'd been with me, I might not have... But then... What choice did I have in the matter? My father and Rissima knew exactly what they wanted. Not quite the same thing, but they were happy to use each other and...
And I was happy to be alive each morning. I was never a man of the old school like Maximinus. Death holds all the fear in the world as far as I'm concerned. But go on. It's yours now. The history. These are your times.
How wrong you are. I sat and watched and learnt. That's what my father wanted. He wanted me to know the world of Rome.
Rissima, this is your son.
I am Romulus, sir.
Ah, good name. Let's hope we can live up to it. Well, such news, eh?
Fire ships. They used fire ships.
300 ally vessels destroyed. 500 damaged beyond repair. God knows how many prisoners, how many dead and injured. A disaster. An utter disaster.
For the Emperor Leo.
It didn't look too good for Roman arms either. Not from where I stood, and I saw it. Bloody fire ships. Bloody Vandals.
Absolutely, Odo, my friend. A huge blow. Someone will need to answer for it.
Well, who else but the Emperor here in Rome? Poor fellow, he'll have to go. Well, the people will demand a scapegoat. Byzantium will expect a public admission of failure.
But wasn't it their fault? The Emperor Leo was in charge, and shouldn't he... I'm sorry, I shouldn't have spoken.
The boy talks good sense. They provided the bulk of the forces, the generals, the admirals.
Exactly because they provided it all, they'll walk away from the whole mess with their gravitas intact. Our price, for being the client state, is to eat humble pie and cry out, woe is us, we are to blame, and kick out the Emperor.
You never liked him much anyway.
And Byzantium escapes without a blemish.
They escape without the 50 tons of gold the whole thing cost them. They escape, but they are bankrupt. Emperor Leo has not only sold the family silver, he sunk it to the bottom of the Mediterranean.
As far as being an effective force in the affairs of the West, they're finished. They couldn't finance a cohort, never mind an army.
I'd rather the Vandals were finished.
So would most of us, but given that they aren't...
The West can begin to make its own decisions without bowing to Byzantium. We've become our own men again.
You still can't rule, either of you.
I've no desire to stand in front of the Senate in a laurel crown. But I do want to put my own man on the throne and have him rule as...
As best befits a true Roman.
And a true Roman knows that only one thing ensures the continuance of the Empire. Not the Emperor, not the law, and not even you, Rissima. But the army. It always has and always will be the one great unchanging power. Young Romulus, you would do well to remember that fact. It's always the army.
Yes, sir, but...
But what, Romulus?
Who is going to be Emperor?
Nepos.
Who?
A non-entity, a bureaucrat, count of the domestics. Nothing adventurous, nothing to get in the way of Rissima's policies continuing much as they have for the last few years.
Rissima said it didn't matter, anyone could do it.
What about the army?
He thinks they'll go along with us. He'll talk to their commanders.
And so long as we have Rissima, things will stay as they are. But if we don't...
What do you mean, Mother?
What are you saying?
Only what's in your mind, Orestes. Things change. If Rissima were to die...
If?
But he won't, will he?
What would you do?
I would do nothing. I'm not a Roman.
Odo. I would like to offer you the army.
I'm in the army, Romulus. Orestes, what is the boy talking about?
If he dies in there, if Rissima dies of fever, Romulus is offering you the supreme command of the army of the West.
How did he catch this fever? Well,
there's always something around in Rome. It's the hot weather. They spring up, these things.
Do you think it will be fatal, this fever?
Yes.
And this emperor of his, Nepos, do you think he will reign long after the end of Rissima?
No.
And you, Romulus Augustus, do you want this? Do you want to be emperor?
He does.
Is it even worth it anymore, Orestes? How much is left? As much as there was 900 years ago. If Rome were one of Attila's horses, they'd cut its throat.
And yet it is still Rome, and the emperor will be Romulus.
The army will expect proper payment for their support. That's the way it has always been. That's how it will be now.
There's very little money, Odo.
But there is land. And land is money, but it lasts longer.
Every bit of land in this nation is owned.
Then it must be disowned, if Romulus is to be Caesar.
Didn't Emperor Leo say it all comes down to finance? Yes, you will have your land.
And you will have the support of the army. Now, shall we go and say farewell to our friend?
But you didn't... Don't I get to say anything?
You get to say, I, Caesar. Now, come on, boy.
Are you ready?
Mother, this is mad. I don't want this. I want to go home.
This is our home now.
Nobody asked me. They didn't ask. It isn't fair. I can't go out there. I don't want to go out there. Can't you see?
I see only a Roman. Besides, you'll get used to it in time.
It's all wrong. I don't want
to. Do you honor your father?
Yes.
Do you honor me?
Yes.
Then you must follow your destiny. We will be beside you. You'll never be alone. I promise everything will be all right in the end.
This isn't how it should be.
Senators of Rome, gentlemen, knights and honored jurists, I give you the future. Your new emperor, Romulus Augustus. Come forward, my lord, and salute the Senate and the people of Rome.
Not your lord, your brat, Orestes.
Barbarians in the Senate.
Senators, knights and gentlemen of Rome.
We are.
I swear that...
Oh, it's a joke!
That I... Romulus Augustus will...
Romulus!
That I will support the Senate and the first men as my namesake, as Augustus. I will do my duty... My duty as emperor to...
The Praetorian Guard will present arms! 3 cheers for the Emperor Romulus Augustus!
Hooray!
The Praetorian Guard will listen to the Emperor address the Senate of Rome!
Carry on!
Barbarians.
I thank you for your attention, Senators, and will lay before you my program for the Western Empire and the glorious future that is... will be ours.
The glorious future that would have been ours.
It lasted...
a year? Hardly that. I didn't want it. I never wanted it.
They didn't like it in Byzantium either. Leo didn't like it. But after the disaster of the Armada, he could do nothing about it. except wait, as we all waited.
Whilst my father came to the conclusion that he could talk his way out of delivering on his promise to Odo. Land for the soldiers.
Listen, there's nothing we can't work out between us, Odo.
We did that, Orestes. We made our agreements.
Circumstances change. I need the Senate behind me, behind Romulus. If I take this land, they'll withdraw their support.
You need the army. And they want land for farming when they retire.
We can talk about it. We're all friends, old comrades. Give me more time. I'll bring the Senate round, and then I'll deliver everything I promised.
Time's up, Orestes.
And the boy? What about my son?
Too late for that now, my friend. Too late for him.
Please! Oh, no, I beg you!
Come on, man. But please be quick.
Come on, lad. Stand up. Look at me like a Roman.
Yes. I was never much good as emperor, but I am a Roman. And a Roman always faces his enemy.
Good boy. Glad to see some of my lessons took.
Only it's not wooden swords anymore.
I don't want to hurt you, Romulus. You or your mother.
What do you mean?
Orestes is dead.
What?
It's over. You can go, both of you, into exile.
But they always...
They always kill the Caesar they throw down. Yeah. Yes. But then they were Romans. I am not. I am a barbarian, and I am letting you live. For now.
Will you become Caesar?
I told your father. It's over. We're sending the imperial crown, the throne, all of that stuff back to Byzantium. Let them have it. Here. Here, it's all going to be different. A new world. The old world is over. Your mother is waiting. Go now.
He let me go. He wasn't interested in becoming Caesar. But you knew that.
Yes.
And I survived. Till now.
They need to know. Ricimer. Did Orestes have him killed? Was it your mother?
No, it was an accident. A fever, nothing more. Mm. He caught a cold and... the Roman Empire died. Caesar and Augustus, Nero, Hadrian and Septimus Severus, all of them. Constantine, Ricimer, my father, it's all...
history. Look. Dawn. We've talked through the night.
Is he going to let us live? Does he trust us not to make trouble for him?
I'll tell him he has nothing to fear from you.
Five 500 years ago, Virgil wrote these lines in the Aeneid. For the achievements of these people... I fix neither boundaries of space nor time. I have given them an empire without end. Caesar, we who are about to become as shadows salute thee.
That's going to be a fine day. Why don't we get some breakfast? You can show me around your new domain. Oh! Oh, not as young as I used to be. Sitting up all night plays Pluto with my old bones.
Oh, just take my arm. Yeah. This is a bit stiff. Careful. Careful now.